podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Woo! All right, so it's a bit weird, but humans are fascinated by this type of content, and as such, there's a lot of documentaries and podcasts and books and whatnot around it. So much
content.
I watch that stuff and read that stuff and hear that stuff and tell you all about what you should and should not watch. So there's a doco on Netflix. It's called Shipwrecked, Nightmare at Sea. And this is about the Costa Concordia. Does this bring up anything for you? Do you know what this is about just by name?
Costa Concordia was a cruise ship that got stuck.
It's cruise ship that sunk effectively back in 2012. In Italy, and this is one of the main components of it, was that the captain, he left the ship.
Did anyone die? No one died. People died.
This is the latest documentary on Netflix. It goes for about an hour and a half, and it has it's pretty immersive documentary, you could say. There's a lot of people on there who were on the ship who are talking about their own, you know, experiences of being on a horrific moment and what happened. Let's have a little listen.
People were grabbing onto the walls and grabbing onto each other.
This is straight out of a scene of Titanic. Completely.
All right, so scary. Titanic is what you think of, and a lot of people said that when they boarded this cruise ship, they were like, oh, wow, like imagine, you know, if something bad happened.
Oh, come on, you don't.
Well, you do. I think you do. Like, you know, every time I go on a plane, I think, oh, you know, I hope I'm not the one that's in something bad that happens.
Oh,
know?
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so this, well, I guess, you know, different strokes, different folks, right? This happened at night, and the capsized ship became the site of the largest maritime salvage operation in history, right? The documentary is good in the sense that it shows you what life was like on the ship, you know, the excitement of being on this cruise ship and different people and what, you know, there's a family, a young family with a young baby, like a very, very young baby. There's a couple who are just traveling together. There's a mum and daughter who are traveling together, and their experiences are horrific. Like, so it does get quite emotional watching them in the doco, but because it is a crime club, you know, it's someone's fault. Right?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And so, yeah, the captain was one of the people that were at fault. But when you watch this documentary, get ready to be angry.
Ooh.
Angry at people who do not do the right thing in an emergency.
Oh, yeah.
Who lie, who don't tell the public the truth of what's going on, and therefore that could result in a loss of life, which did in this case.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I will say about the documentary is that it doesn't go into the court case very much of the captain, and I would like a little bit more context on that. So for that reason, I'm giving it 3.75.
Oh, okay.
But it was an interesting watch, and yeah, get ready to be taken on an emotional roller coaster, but also probably not want to go on a cruise for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, has it changed your opinion on cruising?
Yes. I mean, I was never much of a big cruiser, but
confirmed
what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So, yeah, that's the rating. And, of course, with the rating.
Closure rating.
The closure rating. You always have to remind me of that. Bless you, cotton socks. 5 out of 5. You know what happens. So
okay.
There you go. No. It's on Netflix. It's called Shipwrecked, Nightmare at Sea.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Woo! It's their radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Sometimes you see someone doing their thing, you're like, oh, you're like next level. like
I mean,
are.
I do every day, mate, just seeing you work the buttons. I do. I'm really impressed.
You have to be nasty about
I'm not
it.
Being nasty.
You are.
No, you're very good.
Yeah. Your words say one thing, but your eyebrows are saying something
else.
Nah,
don't look at my eyebrows.
So, yeah, it's always nice to watch someone that's clearly born to do something, do that thing and just be amazing at it.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, they're younger than you and it's quite frustrating.
Yeah, really.
And children are amazing at things.
Yeah.
Very annoying. Anyway, I had an experience. This is something that's happened progressively because I visit somewhere regularly, and it's a place that I go probably most days of the week, and I watch these people do their thing.
Okay.
They provide a service for me.
Yeah.
Right? And they do it so well, I'm constantly impressed and occasionally staggered by the precision in which they operate.
Can I guess, or do you want me to just... No, I'll let you tell the story, actually, instead of railroading it like I normally do.
No, that's okay. So I, you know, I go to the gym, but then straight after I'll go into the village because it's Planet Fitness Cryo Village.
Yeah.
So I walk into Cryo Village.
And you get a pint.
Coles is right there. No, we stopped doing that.
Oh.
We used to go down to General Public and get 2 pints of Stone and Wood. And
oh, well, that's sad.
And then
they probably miss you.
Well, once the girls started, as we got to the bottom of the escalators and walked through the doors, the girls went, 2 pints of Stone and Wood. We're like, it also really increases the price of your gym membership.
Yeah,
every
it does.
Time you go to
it
the does. Gym, you're spending sort of $30 to $60 on beer.
Yeah. You gotta do what you gotta do, mate.
So anyway, I've gone for a healthier option. So I'll roll into the village there and go into Coles because it's right near that entrance.
Yeah, and you're like, "Where's my chicken?
Yeah,
I need my protein."
That's not how I sound. It is what I say, though.
Yeah.
So I'll go in and I'll get like a protein smoothie or something, and then I'll loop around to the deli at the back. And when I tell you that the crew working the deli at Coles in Karai Village are the top-notch elite.
Oh, okay.
I am being deadly serious.
Are you getting chicken under the table now?
No, I'm not getting chicken under the table. I don't need to because I'm happy to pay for the chicken.
Okay.
And get the show.
Oh, they use the big machine?
No. No, mate. I just walk in and sometimes I get turkey. Sometimes I get chicken. Sometimes it's the barbecue chicken. Sometimes it's just the normal chicken,
Stop,
right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it doesn't matter what it is because these guys are such professionals that all I have to say is just 100 grams of the XYZ.
Yeah.
And they'll put a little plastic bag on their hand turned inside out.
Yeah, and I've been to the deli. Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll reach in there.
Yeah, no, I know all the steps.
Ferret around a bit.
Okay.
And you can see the numbers clicking in their head, like, if I move this over here, Pythagoras, just...
Yeah.
You know? And then they clench that fist and they pull it out, bang on the scales, 100 grams.
No, I don't
Not every single time.
Yeah, so what's the point of having this conversation?
Because it's very close every single time.
I could get close
every single time. No, you couldn't.
Mate, once you know how to handle the meat, you know in your hand, you
this
know.
This is what I'm saying.
Weight of hand.
They are that good. They are that good that they know. They can
that
do
good.
It by feel.
Yeah, they that's can the feel, job, mate.
They can fill their hand with 100 grams of meat and go, oh, that's 100 grams of meat. Bang.
It's yeah.
So good.
That is the job.
It is. It's like, you know, when you, it's like when, and when they get it on the exact 100 grams, we have a little like smile and a little laugh and they say like, oh, and I'm like, you are so good. But it's like when you're filling up your car and you just want to put $50 of petrol in.
Yeah.
Right. And if you just get the one like release and you nail the $50, that's what they do. But they're doing it every day, mate.
Yeah.
They're doing over and over every day because they are that good. Elite.
No, I feel like it's patronizing because they know, they're like, no, we do this for a job.
Yeah, I know.
We handle your meat every day.
Professionals.
And we know how heavy it is.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Is this story I wanted to talk about yesterday, which didn't have time, but it is wild. Have you heard about this Ryanair flight to Germany, the guy?
Of course I have, because I was flying sort of days just prior to that, yeah. I think maybe a day before, and I was looking at the window of the plane and I'm like, do I trust you? Because I was sitting in the window seat.
You always do think of, like, it's the horror stuff from movies that, like, you know, the decompression in the cabin, and it's like, or the door opens. You hear, like, maybe once every 10 years you hear a story of someone trying to open the door while a passenger plane is flying.
Yeah.
That sort of bizzo. Ooh. It has happened. Not the door, the window. Shortly after taking off from Greece, Thessaloniki. Mm-hmm. There you go. I had a go at it.
Well, that's all
right. Ryanair flight from Thessaloniki headed for Germany. A woman by the name of Svetlana has had to save her husband's life by grabbing him around the waist. Labisa, I'm going to say his name's Labisa.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a go at it. Labisa was sitting in his chair in the window seat, just minding his own business. Obviously, he didn't have his belt on. What do they say?
Okay, I always have mine on.
What do they say?
I always have mine
on. Seated, belt on.
Why is it such an inconvenience? Why are people like, when the belt sign comes off, oh, finally I can get this this horrible thing off me. Just loosen it.
Yeah. And it goes for all belts. Like, you can loosen, you don't take your pants off.
I know, why are people, no. But why are people
do,
like
she's
that?
Saying. Loggy's saying, do take your pants off.
No, I mean, yeah.
It's very forward. And unlike you, in close quarters. What happened, they reckon, is, right, they're flying along and one of the... So Ryanair's a big airline, isn't it? Like, it's pretty...
Well, it's kind of,
it's
isn't
budget.
It? It's a budget airline, isn't it?
And you can get flights from, like, you can go from Heathrow to Spain for £2. You know, like they do.
Wow. Yeah. No, that's exactly like that.
Sorry, I'm still singing the song, aren't I?
It's okay. It's so, World Cup.
Anyway.
It's so very World Cup.
They're not a small airline. Like, they're big enough to not, for us to hear about them in Australia. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're big and they're cheap, right? Yeah. Anyway, one of the engines just like had bits fly off it.
Oh, God.
Whilst
oh,
they're
God,
flying.
It's a nightmare.
Okay. So here's what's happened. So some of that debris then has come up and smashed the window that he's sitting next to, right? Yeah. He's lucky nothing hit him, right?
Yeah.
But still unlucky, because then the suction has then pulled him out the window.
Oh, my God.
Nightmare stuff.
Oh, my God. This is like Final Destination.
It's like, where's Bruce Willis to save us?
Yes.
Probably a poor choice of
action
star.
Weirdly, yeah.
Steven Scott. Oh, no, we don't like him either.
No.
Anyway. So, no, but we like Bruce.
We love Bruce. I know. Sorry, I was about to say, please.
He
does like,
that either.
No, we love Bruce. He's just gone through a tough time.
All right. So,
we're thinking of you, Bruce.
So, Labisa's being sucked out of the plane, right? Mm. Head first. I don't even know how you fit through.
Would you want to be head first or feet first?
I'd want to be feet first so I could hold myself in the plane.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Try.
That is such a man thing.
So I could try.
That is such a man thing.
No.
You know what? I reckon if I got an arm around it, I would be able to, I wouldn't need any help. I wouldn't need anyone to hold me, because I reckon if I got my arm out, I'd be able to secure myself from getting sucked out of a plane.
Oh.
Check these games.
I would absolutely die. But I'd at least have a chance to, like, scratch at
no,
the
no, you would survive because
wall.
I would be holding on to you. Well, that's why you would survive.
This is what Svetlana did.
Mm.
So Svetlana's like, oh, God, my husband's half out the plane. He was half out there. He passed out 3 times whilst they're flying along.
And what do? You can't say, stop. Break.
Yeah,
pull over.
It's no pulling over. You're flying from Greece to Germany, right? And so he's half out the plane. I can only imagine, like, the wacky waving inflatable arm.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That couldn't have been comfortable for him.
And cold. Freezing.
They're Serbian. And her quote is, I thought...
No, you're not doing it right anyway.
We date together.
Okay, you're doing Spanish there.
No, that's not Spanish.
Yes, it is.
It's very like Eastern Bloc, Eastern European.
Okay, please tell me about the Eastern Bloc.
I thought if we die, we die together.
Okay, that's French. You're a moron.
Anyway.
So she's grabbed on. Do you know what? That must have been at the start of the trip. because if you've been on a trip with a significant other,
yeah, by the end of it, you're like,
whatever. Yeah. Just get sucked through.
It was shortly after takeoff, as I said at the top. So anyway, so other people then helped her and they grabbed him by the legs, right? And then they were able to pull him back inside the plane, right? And then
oh no.
They put a suitcase or like a briefcase up against the window.
Oh, that'll do it.
To sort of block it.
Yeah.
And boom, went. Got pulled straight through and
oh my
out
God,
the plane.
No.
Yeah.
They should all utilize you. Don't worry, guys. I've got it. Let me just put my arms in front of this thing. I will save everyone. I've got this.
Watch me flex. Here we go. Everyone's safe.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
So good to be back, mate, after a couple weeks off, and I have missed you and missed this.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wing?
Now, I start giggling because Chris is amazing.
Yes.
But also the fact that you giggle so much. And when that intro starts, you've got this look of real happiness on your face. Like, I am amazingly funny.
Well, it's not me.
You're very impressive.
The material.
With the material. You substitute a word for a piece of flatulence, and then I have to guess to get the clean wipe, which is 3 out of 3.
Yeah.
Enough said. Let's play.
Could be a song. Could be a TV show. Mm. Could be a movie. Yeah. We don't know. Well, I know, but you don't know.
Yeah. You're very proud of yourself.
I know. I say this most weeks.
Every week.
But I think this is one of our best rounds ever.
Okay, I'll decide that.
When you think of the perfect fart, this is sort of how I imagine it going. Tell me, Loggie, what word are we looking for here?
You're going away for the school holidays?
Oh, look, we were going to go to Falls, but there's no snow.
No.
No, so yeah, I don't know. What about you?
I just want to go bush, you know, somewhere off the beaten track.
Really? So we're going to go. Oh, gracious.
That is one of my favourite things ever to quote. Yeah. She's going to Noosa.
So we're going to go.
Noosa.
Oh, gracious.
Well done, mate.
I'm going to go bush.
Yeah, Noosa. Great. All right. Good start. Good start.
Thank
That's
you.
One,
that is one
from one. Question number two. Word beneath my wind this week. What word or words are we looking for here?
Okay.
You know we belong together.
You really just wanted me to be aware of the fact that after the fart sound, he said, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
The words there are "saw you."
Hang on.
I believe.
Yes, correct. I remember what I'd done. I'm so excited about the fart.
Oh, amazing.
Should we all just enjoy this? This is the 1995 version.
I was going to say, this is not the current version, clearly.
No. Isla Fish is in there, Angel, Deirdre Brummer.
With you each day.
No, then it goes around again.
Oh,
when I heard that, it triggered me.
Day,
I was like, what?
Yeah. Away. Yeah. All right.
Nah, well, we're almost there now. So
we've got fun. Someone you can rely on. Closer each
day. Home and away. See?
Shannon's moved in netball and I had to be back at work. We didn't know what was going on.
Okay, a little bit extra there.
I couldn't get rid of Angel at the
end. That's good, yeah.
All right, so.
A wild crush.
Two from two. For word beneath my wind this week, mate. Will you get the clean wipe? All three correct. Let's find out if you can follow through.
I'm not that innocent. I know exactly the type of person you are, and I can only imagine what's coming. Oh, the extended dance movement. Oops, I
All right, we can wrap it up there because there's no more ideas.
Okay, yeah. No, I pick if the word did or possibly did it, depending on
Hey, there you go, the clean wipe again,
thank
mate.
You, mate. Always a fun time with you when we play Word Beneath the Wipe.
And we'll return again next Thursday. That's us for this morning.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wind?
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.